Well, it goes without saying that we live in a world full of distractions. But the life that God wants us to live is focused on Him. Let's see what we can do about it. There's a new book called But Then She Remembered by Katie Westenberg. She's with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Todd.
How do we begin to even address this situation without becoming distracted in trying to deal with it?
Well, it does become a little overwhelming, and I think most of us are aware that it's an issue, but we just don't know what even to do with it. So the greater question as believers becomes, do distracted eyes lead to a distracted heart? So it's really peeling back the layers and seeing how can we here learn to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength? And are those distractions inhibiting that?
Now, you have some advice from the Apostle Paul in your book. I'm interested to see where does that come from? Because we really need to relate this to today, don't we?
Yeah. So that makes it timeless, right? The Word of God is timeless. And those distractions and that falling away, those eyes and hearts that shift is nothing new. We saw it way back in the Old Testament with the Israelites. And Paul talks about it again. And he says, I remind you of these things. It says in Philippians 3, for your safety, it's no trouble to me. And it's for your safety that I remind you. Like, he wants to recall the gospel to mind again and again. So he's encouraging us to be remembered.
Now, in your book, you advise us to get prepared to face distractions because we know, I mean, I think there's some that we don't even realize it's happening, but how do we get prepared? So it's morning time now. How do we get ready?
Yeah, we get ready for our day. We prepare for it, right? Because sometimes when we're in the midst of it, we need something to jog our mind in a different direction. So the first thing we do is we pray for the Lord to help us with distractions. The Holy Spirit in John 14 is our helper. Jesus said to the disciples that he will teach you all things and help you remember all the things I've said to you. So the Holy Spirit is our help throughout the day in bringing our minds and our hearts back to the truth of Christ. That's the number one way we do it, is we ask the Lord to help us remember truth throughout our day and fight distractions that we may focus on what really matters here.
Now, it seemed to me in one instance in the Gospels that Jesus was distracted. You know how people were kind of telling him, hey, we've caught this woman. She's been really evil and done something bad, and we should be doing something about it. And he's writing on the ground. Describe what's going on there, because to me, it seems like Jesus was just occupied, but he was doing what you're talking about, right? He was focusing on the right things.
That's right, right. And I delineate in the book the difference between distraction and interruption. I would argue that Jesus was always on mission. Our distractions are what take us off mission. So he experienced real interruptions. And that's like a salve to my heart as a wife and a mom, because there are things that happen in my day that interrupt the things I want to do. And I feel like this is my kids are messing it up, or this person who's all of a sudden landed on my schedule is messing up my plans. But those interruptions are what Jesus took time for. He dealt with them. Like, people were always meeting him on the other shore before he even got there. He was addressing the people in front of him. He was not derailed by those interruptions, but he was always on mission. Then he'd deal with the people and go on to where he was going. So he wasn't distracted from his purpose, but he dealt. A lot of times the interruptions were eternal interruptions. They were important ones.
It seems more devious today because we live in the age of the algorithm, right? Not only can we be distracted, but it is a focused and targeted distraction. It seems like we would be helpless against that when there's so many things working against us. You've told us about the interruptions. Sometimes, like, how do we know if what's interrupting us is supposed to be, in our way?
Yeah, that's Holy Spirit discernment right there in the moment, right? Oh. And it's also no word. So I want to see how Jesus responded in his life. Does this align with truth, or is this something that is leading me down a path that I shouldn't be going down? Because a lot of those things, I mean, like even social media and stuff can be a tool for good. But when it is quietly seeding discontentment and pride and envy in my own heart, sometimes I'm not super equipped to recognize that really quickly. So that's when we rely on the Holy Spirit. Like, help me notice those things. Convict me of the areas that I'm giving way that I shouldn't be giving. So it's really just staying in the Word and trusting the Holy Spirit to convict us, and then being obedient when we hear that.
Mm. Well, Katie, as a writer and a mom, are there some examples of that you have where you've overcome some distractions and you're like, okay, ooh, I got that dialed in?
I have, but it's not a mountaintop to stand on, right? Because there's just another one around the corner. And like you said, the algorithms, like, we are facing a battle that is really more intense than ever, and also nearer than ever in our phones or our watches. Or, you know, I don't think distractions are new, but the means for them to get to us are new. But there are moments where I have, you know, thought I've been in kind of in a whirlwind, a little spin of my thoughts, and I've had asked the Lord, I need to stop right now and think, am I focusing on the right things, Lord? What am I believing to be true? What practical theology am I living out in my day-to-day? And he's really been faithful in each one of those circumstances.
The book is called But Then She Remembered. It's by Katie Westenberg, How to Give God All Your Full Attention in a Distracted World. Thanks, Katie.
Yeah, thank you, Todd.